Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have a job interview today. I do, and I'm a little nervous about it. I know I haven't done a job interview in a while. I don't think I've really done it in a while. Most of the jobs I've had were like, well, let me just meet you and, you know, see if it works, where it was almost a done deal. This is actually where I am looking to be chosen for a role. I love public speaking. I love, you know, being out there and entertaining people, stand up, things like that. And so I'm kind of being interviewed for this. And for the first time in my life, I'm a little nervous. Now, why would I be nervous? I've done this. I think a big mistake we all make is the jobs we seem to get are the ones that are, you know what? I could live with it. I could live without it. But once you're like really excited, go, okay, well, this is the one I want. This is the one I've been waiting for years. This is the one I really, really want. Okay. Now that could accidentally be exhibited in your, shall we say, decorum when you go through the interview. So you have to, when you do interview for a job, balance the, I'm excited about the job, I'm interested, I want to be there for you, but also not be, okay, if this doesn't work, I don't know what I'm going to do. I am going to leave my career. No. If I do get this job, well, okay, this is problem number two. Okay, I am never leaving radio. I am not stopping all the other things I do. So if I do get this job, I'm going to have to give them some sort of restrictions and some barriers and some parameters where I still have to do my show every morning. I have to do it 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I still have to be able to go to conferences. I still have to be able to, you know, promote things when I need to promote them. So, you know, you got to work with that. Now, when do you bring that up? When do you bring up all those barriers and all those parameters? In the beginning of the interview? I don't know. Another thing, too, is whenever you do an interview, you want to be more neutral makeup, neutral nails, right? Okay. I got to do something with these shiny suckers, okay? I mean, I can, you know, keep my hands down, but I speak a lot with my hands, so I got to do something because I got this, like, you know, chrome nail polish, which I really love. So I got to do something with that, and, you know, my makeup, Lord knows, that could do some work. Always comb your hair. I have a tough time combing my hair. My hair never, like, seems to do what I need it to. I mean, I could throw a bunch of lotion or oil on it, I guess, for it, so I'm going to have trouble with that. Another thing you don't want to do when you're going to be interviewing for a job is getting on social media and talking about it. You don't want your employer to know what you thought of the job and to see that other side. It's supposed to be all about the interview. Don't give anybody anything more than they ask for. I don't know if you have ever been an expert witness in court, but when somebody asks you, you know, is the sky blue? You don't go, well, actually, the sky could be a reflection of the ocean, or the sky, or the ocean could be a reflection of the sky, and the color could be, you just, if they're asking you a yes or no question, you just answer yes or no. Same thing with an interview. If they ask you to expound or expand, you expand, right? So the last thing you want to do is have extraneous content or extraneous things that you say about the job interview. So you don't want to go online saying, all right, everybody, I'm going to be applying for this job I really, 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 really want. Okay, send me good vibes. Send me good vibes. Because now if they see this, and now you're starting to talk salary, you're like, well, you know, what could this company do for me? And what are you willing to offer me to get me to consider this job? Well, they have your social media post talking about how excited you are and how you're practically willing to do the job for free. Yeah, you've just lost some of your bargaining power. So you got to know that. Another thing, too, is if you are like me, who's very hyper, very excited, very talkative, and you are excited about something, it's a bad combo. I'm energized. I'm passionate. Passionate about a lot of things. But now add on top of that, excited. So I saw my nephew, so I hadn't seen in a very, very long time. And we're all to dinner. And one of my nephews is there, another nephew comes in. And so he sits next to me. And I'm like, and so I just turn my seat. And I just sit, and I'm like, ah! And I, yeah, okay. All right, so, yes, it's fantastic to see. But you got to be able to tone it down. So if you are excited about a job, what I would recommend you do, if you can't control your exuberance and your excitement, and maybe you've had too much caffeine, is tell them, look, you know, I have been very, very excited about this job, and, you know, forgive me, but I was very happy when you asked to interview me. This is, this is a dream come true. So I want to apologize ahead of time if I seem very excited, because this is, it's a great, great moment. It's a good day today. And maybe that won't go too far. But at least you can kind of set a precedence that you're just not this jumpy, because you took happy pills. Why are you excited? Another thing, too, is careful with the low cut. I have a zipper, so I could zip this up like this if I want to. So I could be this, but then if I really want to cut it, okay. So, you know, watch your zippers. I think a lot of individuals don't know how to dress. Things are certain tight. Another thing that, and I'm sorry I got to bring this up, but a big mistake a lot of women do is they don't realize that their nipple can be seen through their shirt. Now, I know some of you are like, shh, Talia, let sleeping dogs lie. No, I'm sorry. A lot of us, we don't realize, we think our bras, because I don't wear a stuffed or padded bra. Now, I'm fortunate enough not to need it. The thing is I think there are times when we do need to do that, because unfortunately things can seem to be silhouetted more with your clothing. So another thing to watch out for. I'll let you know how it goes, but I think I've already failed all my rules that I've advised you guys not to do. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a concern that many of you have been having for a few years now is the training that doctors get, and are they being forced to go woke? And are medical schools following a lot of universities' leads where there's this, shall we say, this pressure to be of one political party, political mindset? And is the future of medicine going to parallel one sort of political ideology versus another? And, I mean, I have really fought hard to try to keep politics out of medicine. I cannot stand when politicians get involved in medicine. They screw it all up. And I am seeing at these conferences that, yes, You can't get through a conference without, you know, you being, you know, told about how you may have inherit racist tendencies, climate change, how we have to consider revamping everything, and it's our doctor's role to fight climate change, and it definitely frustrates a lot of individuals when you're talking to people of science, and so you don't want to be BSing us. All right. You know, we understand climate. We understand ozone. We understand fossil fuels. All right. Making us a arm of an administration, a presidential administration, is not what you do with doctors. And I think there is a pushback for doctors to be able to be allowed to make their decisions on what is good for the patient and what is good for their community based on solid science. Now, we saw what happened with masks. We saw what happened with mandates. Doctors were split. And I was kind of blown away. I'm like, you and I went to the same medical school. You understand that those masks are not as effective as N95s, and people are rewearing their masks, and you're forcing a pregnant woman to have something on her face when her partial pressure of oxygen might change, especially on an airplane. What's going on here? And it was very scary. And then when you saw that some of these schools, you know, changed their Hippocratic oath, and, you know, it started to, you know, have students make speeches that seemed to sound like they were social justice warriors, it started to make people a little nervous, going, wait a second, you know, I thought medicine, right, won't discriminate. Medicine won't, you know, we heard of that student who claimed she poked a man twice because he looked at her pronouns going, well, why are you wearing that? I know you're a she. Because she had pronouns she, her. And so she felt he was being anti-LGBTQAI+, and bragged that she poked him twice. Yes, it makes people nervous. This headline drew a lot of attention. Apparently, the UCLA medical school students, the first years, according to Daily Mail, were forced to sit through a structural racism and health equity class that was given by a pro-Hamas activist. They made them, I guess, pray to Mama Earth, and I think was yelling and screaming, and I'm not sure what that was. Students had to touch the floor with their fists, make a non-secular prayer to Mama Earth and to our ancestors. Mama Earth was never meant to be bought, sold, pimped, or played, according to Lisa Gray Garcia, who gave the two-hour presentation on March 27th. And, you know, when you're in medical school, you are you're a captive audience. You're kind of, you know, trapped, especially when you're a first year. And you have to do what you're told or you get kicked out of medical school. Even though there should be paths for you to be able to have accommodations or to be able to air your grievances, students are scared to death because it took them forever to get into medical school. They don't want to get out. They don't want to, you know, lose their spot. But when she claimed private property was a capitalist lie that killed black, brown, and houseless people who were forced to live on streets. Now, apparently she was homeless with her single mom from the age of 11. You know, I understand that medical schools may have speakers that come in, tell of their story, which I think is very valuable. Now, many people in medical school may come from very sheltered lives. You have to understand that there are individuals who have been able to survive and overcome poverty, homelessness. It's students need to be exposed to individuals of all communities and of all economic statures to understand who the population they're treating is. But when a person or a class has to endure that the country they live in is evil, that they are evil, that you're, what are you trying to do? Okay, the medical student has to learn biochem. They have to learn genetics. They have to learn embryology. They have to learn anatomy. They have to learn how to take a history and physical. They need to learn how to examine. They need to learn how to operate equipment. They need to memorize medications, understand how these medications work, understand the brand name, the generic name, understand the... They have to learn so much that we might be putting a little too much pressure on them to ask them to pick a political side and try and quote-unquote fix America or abolish capitalism. That's not their job. Their job is to take care of patients. Now, do I think classes that teach people that different races and ethnicities and cultures do medicine differently or have different medical needs? Abso-flippin-lutely. I think that's crucial. You can't take care of somebody if you don't understand. You could be misguided by some. For example, when I was delivering babies, I heard the nurses and the residents make fun of some of the Latina women because they were screaming in pain louder than some of the white women or black women when they were giving birth. And they were saying, well, gosh, when I gave birth, I was never this loud. Oh, come on, please. How dramatic. And I'm like, excuse me, do you understand their culture? They're not getting an epidural. They are choosing to do this all raw. They have denied pain medication. They have denied Demerol. They've denied that so they can protect the baby in their culture. Let them yell. Let them scream. You'd hear, I. That is a way that they are trying to get through labor. What the hell? So I have seen insensitivities. I have seen, you know, acts of racism in medicine. And so, yes, a school is going to want to make sure that somebody doesn't use improper terminology, doesn't stereotype. But they also have to understand that when you tell somebody, I mean, how many times have you seen a person try to appeal to another ethnicity and completely screw up? You see this in comedies all the time, where somebody is trying to look like they are in sync and so embracing the other person's ethnicity that it almost comes across racist. That's what some of these schools are doing. And that has to stop, because people of the races and the demographics that these individuals are trying to appeal to are getting, are like, can you stop it? They're not asking for this. What do people of various demographics or genders need? They need to know that you understand that they all aren't the same. That a person who has that kidneys in a Caucasian may act or function differently than in the black population or a mixed race population. That a medication might cause somebody to lose potassium more if they're black than if they're white. Those are things that need to be taught. But telling people that they're wrong and they're living in a wrong society and that it takes it beyond a whole other level. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The founder of the World Central Kitchen, Jose Andres, believes that his humanitarian convoy was targeted by the Israel Defense Force. Seven workers were killed when that convoy was attacked. The WCK has stopped humanitarian efforts in Gaza in order to protect their volunteers. At least three people were killed, several injured because of a storm system with tornadoes from the south to the Ohio Valley. Two elderly people were killed in Pennsylvania by falling trees. One person killed in Kentucky. At least 10 others injured in Jeffersonville, Indiana, just north of Louisville. According to a recent Wall Street Journal poll, former President Trump leading President Biden in six of the country's most fiercely contested states. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I'm having patients call in saying they're not tolerating their semaglutide or their Ozempic or Wegovy or their Mounjaro or their Zepbound. These are the GLP-1 agonists, injectable once a week medications that people are using for weight loss. And oh my gosh, it is, I mean, it has taken the pharmaceutical market. You thought Viagra, you know, just blew pharmaceutical sales out of the water. This is crazy. The frenzy of these medications and getting these medications is beyond words. The problem is when you are giving this medication out without a lot of medical education, Many people are getting these online. You could actually start getting the medications through Costco, where there will be a medical provider that will guide you, put you on a medical weight regimen or a weight loss regimen, but also give you a prescription for the medication. When it's not your family doctor and somebody who's been monitoring your health for a while, your nurse practitioner, your PA who knows you, we start to run into some problems. And some of the problems we're seeing is severe nausea, abdominal pain, gas, bloating, abdominal issues. And I'm seeing weight loss. I'm not seeing healthy, robust, consistent weight loss. I'm seeing some very rapid weight loss because people can't. But there are some individuals that are vomiting so much, that are so nauseated, that are struggling, that they're calling in for help and they're asking to be on medication so that they could tolerate the Ozempic or the Wegovy or Mounjaro or Zepbound. So one thing that I think I might suggest to people, and of course, please run it by your medical provider, is if you're on, let's say, 0.5 milligrams of the Ozempic once a week or the 1 milligram or whatever, and it's too much for you, what if you take half of that dose and you split it up twice a week? And I'm noticing individuals are upping their dose for rapid weight loss. The summer's coming. A lot of people want to be in a bikini. Me, even if I lost the weight, not wearing a bikini. I'm sorry. I wore a bikini on my honeymoon and not since. Not a bikini person. Not since I've had so many surgeries on my tummy. Like you could see, I'll be in a one piece. But I'm always have to shave my legs too. Yeah. But neither here nor there. But there's a lot of pressure because June is coming up. It's a couple months away. And I'm noticing that people are taking their medication and doubling it and tripling it, and they're sick. They're just getting sick. So maybe for those of you with diabetes and for those of you who are medically trying to manage something, if you can't tolerate the medication, there might be a reason for that. It might not be a good mix for you. It might be affecting your GI system in a negative way. I get, you vomit every time you eat, you're going to lose weight. That's just not sustainable. And so if it's a medication that you really, really need and you're struggling, maybe talk to your doctor about, let's say you take your shot every Sunday. Maybe half of the dose on Sunday, half the dose on Wednesday, something like that. Can you do that? Yes, some of the prescribing information, double check, obviously, with your medical provider. But some of the prescribing information says you could if you vary it by at least 2 days. There has to be at least 2 to 3 days in between the shots, the injections. Now, you are not seeing more people bring this up because they think the public is going to take advantage. And I also can fear this, where individuals are going to say, wait a second, I can actually take my shot twice a week? Well, then rather than up the dose, I'll just keep injecting myself more. And I'm sure there's going to be some idiots that are going to be injecting themselves every day. And the medicine's a short supply. The medicine's hard to get. Insurance companies don't want to pay for it. Insurance companies are struggling to already pay for people's prescriptions. And here are diabetics going, excuse me, I need the medication, and they can't get it. So, I really urge all of you who are losing weight on Ozempic and losing weight on Wegovy or Mounjaro and Zepbound, and congratulations. I think it's fantastic, and I commend you on your weight loss. But understand that there may be a time you have to go off of it. We do not have studies saying that you could be on the medication long term. In fact, not only are some of the side effects pancreatitis, gallbladder disease. Gallbladder disease could happen because if you lose weight really rapidly, many people can then unfortunately have gallbladder dysfunction, cosmetic issues with skin, sagging, nausea, vomiting. But with Ozempic, for example, there is a black box warning for thyroid tumors. They found semaglutide causes treatment duration dependent thyroid C-cell tumors. Now, this was in rodents, but we are unsure about if that also can translate to humans as well. medullary thyroid carcinoma. Not something you want. Ozempic you can't take if you have multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome. And some of you might not know. Well, if you have a mass in the neck, if you have trouble swallowing, if you have trouble breathing, hoarseness, there's monitoring that needs to be done. In fact, we're supposed to be monitoring your thyroid when you're on these medications. There's diabetic retinopathy complications. I don't know if you guys heard about this. In a two-year trial involving patients with type 2 diabetes and high cardiovascular risk, more events of diabetic retinopathy complications occurred in patients treated with Ozempic than placebo. The absolute risk increase for diabetic retinopathy complications were larger among patients with a history, of course, of diabetic retinopathy. But how many people with diabetes have seen their eye doctor and have gotten that checked? There is needle sharing being done in families. Teenagers sneaking in going, well, I want what my mom is taking or my dad is taking. Please don't needle share. It's one needle per injection, and don't be sharing the pens. That is very dangerous. There's also reports of acute kidney injury. There has been acute kidney injury and worsening of chronic renal failure, which might require dialysis, and those on GLP-1 receptor agonists. I don't want to scare you, but when you have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and you think, okay, well, it's just my Ozempic, it might not necessarily be a medication side effect. It could be your kidneys are not taking this well, or your pancreas is not taking this well. The moral, if you're going to be on these medications, for the love of God, make sure a medical provider is watching you closely. Not somebody over the phone, not somebody who you're never going to get to see in person. I don't want to speak badly. I love Costco. I think Costco is great, and I don't blame Costco. They're very savvy from a business standpoint. But make sure if those medical providers that Costco is using to give you the medication, please ask how accessible they are if things go wrong. Now, there's still a lot we don't know because we've never had this fast and this exponential a boom in this sort of medication use in non-diabetics. And that's going to be very interesting. On the flip side, I think it's great. People are losing weight. That's fantastic. But as I said, you've got to make sure that this weight is consistent. It does your body no good to drop 50 pounds just for next December. When your insurance company says, we're not covering it anymore, you start to gain it all back next January, February. If you are losing weight with these medications, don't let it happen too fast. Make sure your body can readjust. Make sure your body relearns your new weight so it doesn't rebound. Make sure you're building your muscle, because there will be a time when you can't be on that medication or that medication wears off. And if you don't have muscle, your metabolism will slow. Make sure you also learn habits. If you're not drinking alcohol or eating sugar on the medication, keep that up. 1-877-DELLY.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives.
Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we talked about medical schools and doctors and our doctors going woke. And so Ernie writes, Doc, I wear the MAGA hat when I go to a doctor's office, and I could read them like a book. And he talks about how his doctor was cool with him, but the nursing staff gave him dirty looks, and he was shocked at how open they were about their dislike. You know, nurses, here's my thing with nurses. I love nurses. Nurses are fantastic because you could vomit, you could have a nosebleed, you could have a code brown where you poop yourself, you could have gas, and they're cool. They're stoic in terms of, I don't care, not a big deal. And you know, it's like water off a duck's back, or just they're neutral. Nurses are there for you no matter what. Nurses will, you know, you did something stupid. We're not going to tell you you did something stupid. We're going to take care of you. That's what we do. And I mean, nurses on the battlefield during Civil War, whether you were, you know, blue or red, whether you were the North or the South, okay, we're not here to judge. We have to save lives. And we have let medicine start to change. No nurse, respiratory therapist, dentist, doctor should be giving you dirty looks if you're wearing a hat supporting a political figure. If you're wearing a shirt saying Biden Harris, who cares? No doctor should be at all, or medical professional at all, should be, you know, trying to offer you antipsychotics. No, all right? You have a political preference. That's your political preference. Now, you have a swastika on your shirt. That's a hate symbol. I would say something about it, but that's me. But would I still take care of the patient? Yeah, I did. There was a guy with a swastika on his chest that came in unconscious when I was an ER doc. I took care of him. Why? Well, because he's a human being. And two, what if that swastika tattoo wasn't on purpose? What if he was held down and somebody put that on him? No, what if he didn't know what it meant and he was high at the time? My job as a doctor is to make sure everybody lives and nobody dies based on their stupidity, based on their political preference, based on their gender, race, creed. That it, we're immune to all of that. We're neutral. And so that's very interesting what Ernie says, where you wear a hat supporting the former president who's running again this year, the presumptive nominee, and a medical center is giving you dirty looks. All right, that's people in the medical center. That's not appropriate. And that is against all our oaths. And so it now where people justify it is they say, well, if you're voting for Biden and he's anti this, or you're voting for Trump and he's anti this, and that means you're this. No. Okay. We're Americans. We're smart. Some people are voting for Biden because they like how the stock market is doing, or they are pretty happy with the way he's been managing things. Some people voting for Trump is because they want something done at the border. They want the electric vehicle mandate stopped. They want to make sure the economy stays strong and we don't have this type of inflation. Okay? For somebody to extrapolate and think that somebody is anti-Catholic, anti-Jew, anti-black, anti-white, based on their political preference. You ascribe to a Nazi regime. Yeah, we're going to think you're anti-Semitic. But in America, a Democrat and a Republican are still about American values. Sometimes I know our faith is rattled a little bit. But, you know, I think, that, you know, maybe we should call it the MAGA hat test. If you want to know, now, if you are being taken care of by individuals who are pretty, neutral and abiding by the oath, you know, you wear a MAGA hat and you see how they treat you. Now, I know some people say, well, I don't want to do that because I don't want them to, make me a do not resuscitate when I'm not. Nobody should be doing that. I understand that we have had some very bad behavior done by medical professionals that got caught and publicized when there was one doctor who started going off saying, if you're not vaccinated for COVID, we're not going to take care of you at the hospital I work at. That was, everybody came out saying, no, that's not what we stand for. That person can't speak for us. There was a doctor, I think it was in Mississippi, who put a sign up saying, we don't take care of anybody, any patient who didn't vaccinate against COVID. Now, that shocked me because it was a falsity and it was a farce when individuals tried to say, like Biden did, but Biden's confused, that if you get the COVID shot, you won't spread COVID and you'll never have COVID. Well, we knew right away that's not true. You could get the flu shot and still get the flu. Okay, many of us are vaccinated for COVID, still got COVID, still spread COVID. And so when we already kind of knew that, and you saw a doctor put up a sign saying, sorry, no unvaccinated people can come here. That means there's a bias and not a scientifically based bias. Now, I want you all to wear seatbelts when you drive in your car. I want you to wear helmets when you're on a motorcycle. But let's say you don't, and you're in an accident, and you weren't wearing a seatbelt, and you weren't wearing a helmet. I'm still taking care of you. I mean, I'm not your mommy. I'm not going to scold you. I might explain when you come out of the coma. Now, this could be prevented in the future by wearing seatbelts and helmets and things like that. I mean, you might not use a condom. And now you come into the clinic with gonorrhea or chlamydia or HIV. We're going to take care of you. We're not going to sit there and go, well, we told you to use condoms and you didn't. But when it comes to vaccine, one of our listeners said, look, I can't get my kid in to see a doctor because she's unvaccinated. Will you see her? Now, I closed my practice. I do telemedicine. Now, I closed my practice in 2016. But no doctor should be turning away a three-year-old child who's sick. We're supposed to be taking care of children. It's not the child's choice to not be vaccinated. I mean, most children don't want the vaccines. They fight, they scream. The parents chose not to vaccinate that child for measles, mumps, rubella. The child has a fever, could have pneumonia. You could still take care of that child. See, the excuse everybody says is, well, that child is going to make everybody else sick. Well, how do you know the other vaccine records are valid? I mean, look at how many people had fake COVID cards. And you're putting all that weight into, you know, the honor system. I think people were trying to use things as an excuse. And it's a shame that anybody in the healthcare field is being caught out as being political and being discriminatory. Because that's not the healthcare field that I trained in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.